Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Keep holding on, just have faith. some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand this place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.
Your skies may look dim and gray, but know your breakthrough's not far away.
Remember what you prayed
for. Remember what you prayed for.
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't give up.
Please don't let go in this season. Know that flowers bloom when rain falls.
So no matter what you're going through right now,
you just hold on.
Come on, Monica.
You that God can feel your pain. Believe he'll never fall short of his word. Sometimes we forget that he holds us in his hands, but I'm reminding you, don't give up.
Speaking from experience.
I've been where you are.
I was there.
Almost at the breaking point in my life.
Yeah.
I know you say it's impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got to hang on.
Because it's just about over.
It's just about over.
But here's the good news. Listen.
All of your dreams.
Yes, they are, yes,
are coming to pass.
Whoa.
So I'm telling you, don't lose your faith.
Don't
hold on to his word. Don't give up.
Come on, friend.
Sometimes your skies may seem dim and gray, but know your breakthrough's not far away.
So close.
The tears may go down, but stand to the end.
and a very good morning to you. Happy Saturday and Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of Praise in the City for 2015. Thank you so much for checking us, sister, out. I certainly appreciate it. I needed a little extra inspiration today. Not because anything's wrong, not because I'm feeling bad. I just felt like I needed a little extra inspiration, and hopefully you enjoyed it as well. Welcome to the program. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host here on Praise in the City. Let me direct you to our Facebook page. We'd love for you to like us. Yeah, love that. So go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City, and you can find a variety of articles and tidbits of information. That's also a place for you to post your questions and comments about the show each week. And today we are talking about resolving resolutions. So every year at this time, folks make promises to themselves. They make promises to God. They make promises to the family, friends, loved ones, whatnot. But most importantly, they make a promise to themselves, as I mentioned. And how often do we abandon these promises? By February, March maybe, if we're really good, they don't slide away until April, May, or June. But I really wanted to spend the morning talking about how to resolve these resolutions, turn them into actual action steps and achievable goals. What are the things that you would like to achieve in this year? Is there something you want to give up? Is there something you want to let go? Someone, maybe, you want to let go? Is there something about yourself that you're saying, you know, sister, brother, you really need to chill on that? What is that thing that you need to release or even acquire? Are you looking to grow your business, grow your family, grow your heart, grow yourself? What are your goals? What are the things that you are looking to achieve for yourself and or your community in 2015? That's what I'd like to talk about today. So let's share. Give me a call, 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. We are talking about resolving resolutions. What are the things you really would like to achieve in 2015? Excuse me, 215-263-1039. So last week, Marcos and I, when I was on Marriage Beyond the Vows, he was kind enough to share some of my list of 12 things to prepare for a brand new year. And I don't know if anybody did any of those. I definitely did. It was very, very good. I didn't complete everything to the nth degree, unfortunately, but I did start on a lot of it. I finished some projects. I definitely reached out to people. I made amends on a few things, did some cleaning, didn't do all my cleaning, but I did some cleaning, at least enough for me to feel like I'm not bringing all of 2014's dirt into a brand new year. I'm coming in, you know, with pretty much a clean slate, you know, a little dusty, but pretty much a clean slate. So now that we're here in the year, I made sure I took some time on New Year's Day, took a moment to breathe, to sit, to truly plan. What is this year going to be about for me? What am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to do? So I decided to come up with a theme. My theme is called the Reinvention Project, and I really want to tackle four areas of my life, and I've decided to divide the year into quarters. And I'm going to spend each quarter working on something that will help me reinvent myself. And I decided that, you know, I don't spend enough time working on certain areas of my life. So as I continue to grow in career, as I continue to move forward in all the things that I'm doing, I neglect home, quote, end quote, whether it's my physical home or my physical body. Home. So those are the things that I am working on, and I decided to divide that up, and I will give you some more information about my actual plan of action. But I would love to hear from you. What are you planning to achieve? What are your goals? What do you want to do with 2015? Have you really thought about it? Have you planned it out? Are you actively working on it right now, or is it just a passing thought like, yeah, you know, I'd like to lose 20 pounds this year? Or are you actually working on it? What are your plans for 2015? Give me a call, 215-263-1039. So I'm going to put portions of this article on Praise Philly Com, but it's an article that I put together called Fix Your Own Life in 12 Months. It's a year of 30-day challenges. Now, think about that. Think about how many times we have New Year's resolutions. We don't achieve them because we just think about the broad picture, the big picture, the I just want to lose 20 pounds or I want to get a new job. That's very, very broad, right? Hard to just achieve when it's just a brushstroke of an idea. When you break it down into manageable bits, then it becomes smaller goals that are more achievable throughout the year. So when I was doing my research on how I was going to achieve my goals this year, not just have resolutions, but actually have goals this year, I started looking up, you know, how to break this thing up throughout the course of a year. And I discovered a couple of articles about how to do 12 mini challenges. And I thought, that's amazing. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Instead of trying to lump all of my goals into one lump fell swoop, break it up and then break that up even more. Just do one thing for 30 days or 28 days. Poor February only has 28 days. But do one thing for 1 month. And then move on to the next thing. Here's the reason why. It takes 21 days to develop a new habit. So if you do one thing, change one thing, and focus on that one thing for 1 month, then you can add something else to the pot. And next thing you know, you have achieved your goal over the course of the year, little bit by little bit, month by month. That is how I'm going to get this resolution resolved for myself this year. So when I'm talking about reinvention, I am dividing this year into quarters. I'm going to spend the first quarter on one thing, the next quarter on something else, and the quarter after that on something else, the final quarter on the last bit of my reinvention. And I thought that that is the most organized and manageable way to handle what it is that I am trying to do with my year. But I would love to hear from you. What are you trying to do with yourself in 2015? How do you think you're going to achieve your goals? Do you have set goals? Are you just coming into this year like, Lord, I just want to be healthy and I want my children to be healthy? Or are you actually taking any action steps to make serious change in your life? What are your goals? Let's talk about it. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. We are trying to resolve these resolutions. And you know, it's so funny. When I was talking about this with friends the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing this thing. I'm doing 12 months of 30-day challenges to help change my life in 2015. And they were like, yeah, that's kind of cool. But, you know, people are so tired of hearing about resolutions. I see it all on Facebook. Oh, now all these people are going to start talking about all this stuff they're going to do and nobody's going to do anything. Well, unfortunately, yeah, a lot of stuff does go by the wayside. But that's why I think a program or a plan like this, 12 months, 30 days at a time, spend focus on one thing, change one thing about yourself, and do that change for 30 days or 28 in February's case, that can really make a significant difference. Now, if you have a specific goal in mind, you can use this the 12 months to really break that down and build upon that. So say if it is, let's use weight as an example. That's the easiest example. That's the one that's on a lot of people's lists to achieve every year. So say you break it down. Say the first month, you just do something as simple as for 30 days straight in January, I'm going to get to the gym for at least 30 minutes. I know that's my month one challenge. My January challenge is go to the gym or do some sort of working out for 30 minutes a day at least. That doesn't mean I can't go over. Sure, go for broke. But for 30 days straight, go to the gym. Then you build on it February. Then maybe you start adding different weight routines. Maybe in March, you start adding something else. Switch your diet up. That way you're not bombarding yourself with so much change that you get overwhelmed and you can't seem to manage your change and your regular life and all your other duties. Then you keep building. And then next thing you know, you have all these new amazing habits and you have changed yourself as a person. Let's talk about it some more. We're talking about resolving resolutions today on Praise in the City. I would love to hear from you. What do you resolve to do in 2015? What are you trying to achieve with this year? Are you set on doing something for yourself or others? What does that look like, and what is your plan? 215-263-1039. Let's go to Yvonne calling in from Chester, PA. Yvonne, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Awesome sauce. Okay, so what are you planning to do with yourself in this year?
I want to start to write a book. I had a bad life from 2007, dealing with domestic violence, getting shot by my husband, my son, and myself.
Oh, my Lord.
But this is a good year. This is the year I am going to begin to get this book out there.
Amen. Amen.
I have no clue of how it's going to be, but today is the day.
Amen.
I will start my 2015 prosperous, healthy, and everything else.
Amen. Okay, so I hear this amazing goal. What is your plan of action to make it happen?
Well, I started off yesterday by going to the library, just trying to get some ideals or what have you. I didn't have too much success, but I'm still going to just tackle it every day with something, just do something every day to get me where I need to be. Because I do see a book in my life, and I also see a movie of my life.
Okay.
Because I'm blessed. I'm here after being shot in my head. I have a bullet in my neck. I was grazed across my breast, but I am here.
My God.
So it's time to do something with that.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I totally believe you. If it's in your heart as strong as it seems to be, then this is definitely the time to act on it. So let me suggest the program that I am working on is called Fix Your Own Life in 12 Months. I will put part of the article on praisephilly.com in a matter of minutes. You can also go to groovecitylady.com to see the full thing, but I will put most of it on praisephilly.com. And basically, it is setting yourself up with 12 month-long challenges. So have your end goal.
Yes.
And then take many steps towards that goal. So maybe the first month is you spend every day this month researching how to put a book together.
Thank you.
Then in February, take the next step. Spend every day writing down each of the stories, writing down a little bit every day. Then maybe in March, you take those 30 days. And, you know, February is only 28 days. So whatever that is, make sure, you know, you don't shortchange yourself, whatever task you give yourself for February. For March, then take the next step. And so you just do this in steps. That way, one, it doesn't overwhelm your life. This trying to make a change so that you can do a little bit each day, and then it grows and then builds on itself. So every 30 or 28 days, you're changing up your routine. You're adding something new. You're doing something in addition to what you've previously done to help achieve that goal, because that little step-by-step-by-step thing will be so much more manageable. And then you won't get frustrated feeling like, oh my goodness, I have to get all this done by the end of the week, yada, yada, yada. And if you've not, if you're not used to doing it, it can easily become overwhelming.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very, very welcome. Make sure you check out that article, and please check in with us. Let us know the progress, because once that book is done, we would definitely love to have you on the show, or just have you as a guest to talk about your experience with domestic violence, especially during a Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So please check back in with us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have an awesome year.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break, but I am looking forward to your call. What is it that you're trying to do in 2015? What is speaking to your spirit that says, yes, this is the year, this is the time? What are your goals, your dreams, your resolves for 2015. I want to hear it, and I also want to know your plan. So if you don't have a plan together, maybe we could work it out together right here on the radio. So give a sister a call at 215-263-1039. We are resolving these resolutions for 2015. Stay close. Don't forget to call 215-263-1039. Stay close. More conversation continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're talking about resolving our resolutions. It's a new year, it's a new day, and hopefully you are feeling good. And if not, hey, there's an opportunity to change it. So I really want to talk about these goals. I want to talk about what it is you are trying to do with yourself in the new year. Are you going to take time to focus on you? To achieve that dream you've always wanted to live, to make a change in your life, the one that you have been dying to make for years and years and years, go back to school, lose weight, open yourself up to a relationship, strengthen your relationship, what, be a better parent, become a parent. What are these things that you have been dying to do, but life gets in the way? Or poor planning gets in the way. You say you want to do it, but then you don't really have a clear idea of how to achieve that thing. Therefore, it never gets achieved. So what are your dreams for 2015? What are you trying to do? We're trying to resolve these resolutions. And let's talk through some steps so we can make sure that you get the job done by the end of the year. Reach out to me at 215-263-1039. So yeah, I'm super excited about tackling my goals for this year, because I'm going about it in a way that I've never done before, like ever done before. And this just seems like such a manageable way. I'm a very busy person, as I know you are. And when you have a lot to do in the course of your day, a lot of things you're responsible for and or people that you're responsible for, it's so easy to get lost in the doing that you forget to do what you said you were going to do for yourself. You forget to do what you need to do for your dreams, for your goals, for your health, for whatever. All right, so we're going to talk about those things right now. We welcome your phone call at 215-263-1039. Let's go to Beverly calling in from the Philadelphia area. Beverly, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Desi.
Oh, it's Tiffany.
Oh, it's Tiffany. I'm sorry. Yes, good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year's to you.
All right, fantastic. So what is it you're trying to do with yourself in 2015?
Work on myself by, I would like to take a class. Mm-hmm. I would like to get back into the gym. My mom passed over a year ago, and I just could not get back into the gym.
Yeah.
I want to try to do that again. And I also want to, work on my spiritual self, get back into church, and mm-hmm. just get more closer to God.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Beverly. It sounds like you're saying, I would like to, but what is your plan? How
My
are you going to make that happen?
My plan is to go to church this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the start of working on my spiritual self.
Okay.
I'm going to go back on Monday. I'm off. I'm going to the gym and sign back up again.
Okay.
And on the 27th of January, I'm going to an open house for about taking a class.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So that sounds excellent for starting, but what is your plan for continuing? So the reason I'm asking that, so when mm-hmm. you think about it, if you haven't done any of those things, right, in a while,
right.
it's
right.
been a while, like how long has it been?
Well, the gym has been about a year.
Okay.
The classes has probably been several years.
Okay. Got you.
And the church thing has probably been about 5 months.
Okay. All right. So let me suggest this. With this article, Fix Your Own Life in 12 Months, the idea there is to give yourself one task that you do, one task that you change for yourself each month. So that way you're not overwhelming yourself with this change. So if it's three things that you have not done in a while, then to try to start them all in 1 month, you might filter back to doing none by March.
Okay.
Which you don't want to do. You know, you want to gradually pull it in. Now, you could be that superhuman person, and I know a few who are like, child, I can take it all on and go for it. But most of us are like, yeah, I'm superhuman until that one change in my schedule, until something else comes up, until it's a snow day, and now I have to add shoveling into my schedule, which wasn't in my schedule yesterday when I put it together, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So let me suggest that you take one thing that you focus on this month. Maybe this month is, you say you're already going to the open house, so maybe you do two. You go to the open house, but maybe you focus just on church this month.
Okay.
Make sure you get to church. Every Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. All four Sundays this month, make sure you get to church. Then next month, you do something with the exercise to concentrate on it. Not to say that you can't do it now, but to say that, okay, I'm going to make a commitment to this month. Maybe you wait until next month to start that commitment. Get church back into your system.
Yes.
Get back into the habit. It takes 21 days to set a habit. So get that month in, get that habit in, and then add something else to the pot. And then please call me back another Saturday and let me know how that's working for you.
Yes, I will, Tiffany.
Awesome sauce. Thank you so much.
All right. And you have a blessed day.
You do the same. And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Shaniva calling in from Philadelphia. Shaniva, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Wonderful. Now, what is it you're trying to do with yourself in 2015?
My goals are trying to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big goal.
Yes.
Amen. Where are you on that goal thus far?
I have a savings account.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there something in the savings account?
Yeah.
Okay, amen. Hey, look, I'm just saying. A lot of people say, I got a savings account. They got $5. Like, okay, that makes a difference on where you're going to be with your prospects for the house at the end of the year. Okay, so the goal is to get a house by the end of the year or in the middle of the year or what?
I would say next 2 years.
Within the next 2 years. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so what is your plan of action? What are you trying to do to make that happen?
I'm going through like a program to get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And did you start the program or are you going to start the program?
I started the program already.
Awesome. So how is that going for you? Like, do you have specific steps that you have to achieve? Is there anything like new that you need to do that you haven't done yet?
No, actually, I have to, like, get my credit built up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what you're working on right now is building your credit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so again, I'm going to say, put a plan together. Write it down. It helps if you write it down because then you can see it, you can touch it, you can look at it every day. What can you do every single day to help either understand more about your credit or help build your credit? If it's not something you can do every day, what can you do every week to help build your credit? And then keep that goal in mind. Let me ask you, do you have a vision board?
No.
Do you know what a vision board is?
No.
Okay. So a vision board is basically something you can do like in real life or online. If you do it in real life, I hate using that term, but the best thing I can come up with right now. Get a poster board, get some old magazines, and then you put a title at the top, My New House. That is your goal, right?
Okay.
My New House. And then you start cutting out pictures from magazines and putting them together, what this new house you would love to live in is going to look like. And then you just put it up somewhere in your room, somewhere in your office where you can look at it every day and remind yourself that this is your goal. Because there will be times, as you know, things will come up like, you know, going to a fabulous event and you want to buy this fly new dress that costs way too much money. And you remember this house like, OK, maybe I don't need the flyest dress with that price. Remember what my house is, you know, that this goal about the house. You can do it electronically using a website like Pinterest, which I happen to love. It's like online scrapbooking. So you become a member of Pinterest and then you can like search different images online and put together your own vision board there. And you can look at it every day, look at it with your phone, just to kind of keep you on track and motivated to achieve that goal. I would suggest that you do something like that, because then that's a visual stimulant for what it is you're trying to do, and it will help you get your goals achieved.
Yes.
Yay. Well, good luck with that, Mama. God bless you. And I really, really hope that you do everything that the program says you need to do and that you can get that house in 2 years, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. And give us a call back. Let us know how it works out.
Okay. Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, listen, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I'm Tiffany Bacon. We are talking about resolving these resolutions. Have you made a promise to yourself in the past and you did not keep it? Because maybe you didn't have a clear enough plan on how to really achieve it. Or was it just a, oh, yeah, I'd really like to this, that, and such, but never actually putting a plan of action together to make it happen. That's what we're talking about today. I am really interested in hearing what your goals are for 2015. What is it you're trying to do with yourself? What are some of the things you would love to change, to grow, to incorporate into your life, to remove from your life if need be? Give me a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Sharon calling in from Philadelphia. Sharon, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. How are you? God bless.
God bless you, too, and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Awesome sauce. So what is it you're trying to work on in 2015?
Well, some of the things I'm trying to work on in 2015 is a renewed strength with some relationships with some women.
Understood.
I quite don't have that special person in my life where, you know, I can confide in outside of, you know, relatives and all. I unfortunately lost my best friend about a year ago.
Oh,
and since then, I've kind of distanced myself from other friends.
Okay.
So that's what I intend on working on this year is a bonding with some women in my life.
Okay. And with the distance, how have you had a chance to speak to any of those women about why you distanced yourself?
No, I just kind of don't make it to functions anymore. You know, I still get invited to things. It's just that I just don't make it to a lot of things. I don't do a lot of the family gatherings. So those are some of the things that I want to get back into, family gatherings, friend things that we do. And just being a better all-around person, a better mother, a better wife.
Okay.
Trying to just do some things within myself to build myself up so that I can be a better person for the people around me and the people that I love and love me.
Amen, amen. I think that is awesome that that's what you want to do. I'm going to give you a suggestion. Also, and I am working on transferring over portions of this article to praisephilly.com. You can also find it on my website, but I will put it on praisephilly.com. It's called Fix Your Own Life in 12 Months, a year of 30-day challenges. One of the challenges that I've actually set up for myself has to do with reconnection because I have lost touch with some friends. And granted, a lot of my friends are amazing and they totally understand my busyness and sister over here and over there doing this, that, and such. But that's no excuse for, you know, not staying connected with great people who I know love me and are in my corner. So one of the challenges that I set up for myself is to take 30 days and call a different friend each day.
Okay.
That one puts you right back into reconnection. Now, if you don't have 30 friends, then of course, you know, you're going to rotate that. And so, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's an interesting concept. And I do like that. That's one of the hardest things for me. Yeah. And then in the world of texting, it's like you just text everything. We're not communicating with one another.
Right. But just taking, like, if you set that as a goal, that's something that is manageable and achievable. 1 month. Set yourself up to call one friend each day. And the next thing you know, you're kind of, you're feeling that warm, fuzzy thing again. They're used to you being back into the fold. You feel better about connecting, about reaching out. And then it'll be more reciprocal. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. I like that.
So, yeah, that's one thing to take on and think about. And I hope that you're able to do that and maybe develop some other challenges for yourself. But break it up into small bits. Don't try to take on everything all at once. And by the end of the year, I think you'll get there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will definitely look for that on Praise 103.9.
Awesome sauce. And God bless you. Thank you so much for checking in. And you have an amazing new year.
You do the same. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ebony calling in from Philadelphia. Ebony, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Breathing on schedule. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome sauce. All right. What are you planning for 2015?
I have a lot of stuff that I'm planning. I got engaged on Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
So I'm planning my wedding.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I would like to increase my, you know, well, build my credit score back up, get it in a good standing so that I can own my own home one day.
Okay.
I would like to just get better and buckle down more with saving and build myself up financially.
Amen.
More stable.
Amen.
And most importantly, which I actually should have said first, was just get my relationship closer to God. I am going back to church and everything, but I would just like to have a closer and a stronger connection with the Lord.
Okay, so girlfriend, you sound like you need to do the 12-month challenge, but the way that I'm doing it, because I have a bunch of things that I'm trying to do as well.
The vision board.
Girl, not just the vision board. Yeah, the vision board is amazing, especially if you're planning a wedding, because Pinterest is going to be your best friend, I promise.
Okay.
Pinterest is amazing. If you're not a part of Pinterest, I would join it. You can search all different types of things. And the thing is, the pictures are beautiful to look at to create your vision board, but they also lead to different websites that can give you more information on whatever it is you're looking for, whether it's how to best plan your reception or different styles of dresses for your body type, all that good, fuzzy, warm, amazing stuff. So that's good. So I would definitely sign up for Pinterest for that. Also, with my Fix Your Life in 12 Months plan, I divided the year into quarters. So each quarter, I'm focusing on a specific thing. So I would suggest you doing something like that. Since you're trying to achieve a bunch of things this year, maybe you spend one quarter where you're specifically focusing on, well, you're going to spend most of the year focusing on your wedding planning. But maybe one part you're specifically focusing on the money saving and the credit repair. Then one quarter you're specifically focusing on building your life in Christ. And another quarter, maybe you're specifically focusing on whatever the other things that you were talking about. And just divide it up and give yourself a task that you do for 1 month. In the quarter. So you'll have January, February, March. In January, you do one thing for 30 days to focus on your goal. And then February, you add a new thing that you do for 28 days. And then in March, you do something for 30 days. And now I keep it at 30, even though some of these months have 31. If you are in a month that has 31 days, like January, then use that one day as a prep day. Like, I'm preparing to do this thing for 30 days. That way you can kind of keep life even. Not too much you can do with February.
Okay.
But, you know, just keep that at 28. But, you know, work that out in that way. And let me know how things go. See if that works for you.
I sure will.
Awesome sauce. Well, congratulations. God bless
you. God bless you as well.
All right. Have a great year.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have our last caller of the program today, and we're going to make it quick. Denise calling in from Philadelphia. Denise, good morning. Live on the air.
Hi, praise God. How you doing this morning?
I am breathing on schedule. How are you?
I'm making it, getting over a cold.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes, I wanted to talk about what I really want to do is, like, love more of my family.
Okay, so Denise, unfortunately, I'm getting the wrap-up sign because you are literally at the tail end of the program, so I'm going to have to stop you. I know, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop you right there. So reaching back into family, the same thing that I gave to our other caller a few minutes ago about calling a different person every day, that's one way. That I think that's a good activity you can give yourself to call one family member each day for an entire month.
I've been trying it. They hang up on me.
Oh.
They like that. They don't even want to talk to you. They so distant. They go to church, they praise God, and this is how they treat their family, immediate family.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot more going on than I'm even able to get into right now. So I'm going to direct you to the article that I am putting on our website as we speak. It's called How to Change Your Life in 12 Months. You doing 30-day challenges. So I want you to look for that. It'll be up on praisephilly.com in a matter of minutes. Maybe that'll give you some ideas. And if need be, I would suggest going to see maybe a counselor. Maybe you can get your family members and you into a counseling session to try and work that out. But unfortunately, I can't give you anything else on that right now because I ran out of time. All right.
Well, I love you anyway, and I'm going to just keep giving them to God.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And that is it for the first edition of Praise in the City for this brand new year. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, Praise in the City. Much love to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stay close. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.